this week on the Fresh Wave podcast.
We close out season two with the question, what is...
Redemption.
No! What repentance. Is repentance?
Yes. Clearly we are ready to dive
we're
in.
We're super prepared.
Yeah.
Isn't green so cool? It's like the color of growth.
Very deep.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Fresh Wave podcast. This is season 2, episode 12. We are closing out today with our last episode for season 2. The Fresh Wave podcast is for youth, by youth.
And Johnny.
We have an amazing helper with us today.
Four now.
Rocking it over there. Can you wave? Can you wave to the camera? All right. Well, we are excited. We are excited to be here as we are closing out season two, episode 12. This is super exciting.
Yeah.
As we as ventured always. Off, we ventured off to something new. This past season, going over different theological questions and topics, and we're coming to a close. We're obviously, we did not cover every question known to theological people, questions, but we covered a bunch that we thought would be helpful to kind of go through, so.
Yeah, definitely. It was a cool season to kind of see the basics, the fundamentals of
I
our faith.
One, okay.
Okay.
Great job, Bennett. You're doing awesome.
I'm up to you now.
Yeah.
You.
There's me. So season two is kind of back to the basics, back to exploring some foundational things about our faith. So we're kind of closing that out with our last topic.
This is it. This is where we are at. And, you know, we're gearing up. Gearing up for another season as we get ready for the summer. We'll be going up to some new things here. As we come to a close, I've been thinking about some things recently that, you know, when I'm spending time with the Lord, some things he's put on my heart. And that is kind of what led us to close out season two with the question, what is...
Redemption.
No! I set you up so well.
wait, it's not redemption.
It's redemption.
It's repentance.
Repentance. We could do redemption, you know?
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. What repentance. Is repentance?
Yes. Clearly, we are ready to dive
we're
in.
We're super prepared.
Yeah, we cannot wait. This is this is exciting. Redemption, repentance. Oh, we can't wait for this. This is going to be so fun.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess what I'll kind of quickly go through what brought me to talk about what is repentance. And for me, I was thinking this last week is that a lot of times in today's culture, when we are accused, when we are, pointers or fingers are pointed at us, we just quickly go into defensive mode, right? Like whatever it is, whether we're in trouble at school, trouble at home, you know, our friends are upset with us, something, you're breaking the law, whatever it is, you see it on the news. We just immediately defend ourselves. I mean, think about this, right? Somebody is guilty of murder, someone's guilty of robbery, and they have videos of evidence of showing it, they get a defense lawyer immediately. It's like, no matter what, even if we have every evidence, it's like there's still a defense that needs to take place. So I was thinking about that recently, and it brought me to thinking how when it comes to our faith, why wouldn't we bring that naturally into our faith? Like, why wouldn't we just take in whatever we see and we're exposed to? And honestly, probably what we also do often in our life is we just quickly go to defense mode. And I think when we bring that into our faith, it's just such a poor mentality to bring into your faith. because it's everything's reversed mm-hmm. in the kingdom of God. Everything is flipped upside down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it comes to our faith, when we defend ourselves, we lose. When we don't come in with humility and confess our sins, we lose, even though in the world, we need to defend ourselves. We need the best defense lawyer so we can be free. What?
No, number.
You can stay here. Okay. You want to go to 2?
Three. It's already.
Let's go to 2.
Okay.
So in today's world, we bring in that into our faith. So we quickly, I feel like we just quickly lose the true impact of what repentance actually is. It's not actually a loss, but it's actually a gain into freedom. And so that's kind of what I've been thinking about recently. And, you know, we've been talking a little bit about, so
yeah.
What is repentance? So what is repentance to you?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think repentance, and I was going to talk about this on this podcast, I think repentance is the ability to see your sin as ugly as God sees your sin. So much so that you want to back away from it too. Mm-hmm. So God kind of convicts you about something that needs correction in your life. And God sees how ugly that is because mm-hmm. God is pure and God sees things the way that they are, the way that we should see them. But we, you know, in our dark hearts, we see things as twisted. And I think repentance.
Redemption. We're bringing it back.
Sorry. I think repentance is being able to see this untwisted, true, raw form of what your sin really looks like, how ugly your sin really is. It's laid out on the table now. I can see it and I want nothing to do with it. And I was going to talk about as well how in order to see, and you're going to get into this too, repentance as a gift, we have to see how horrible our life is with that sin. So we have to see how ugly our sin is before we see repentance as something that is a blessing, before we see God's conviction about something in our lives as something that is a gift that he's given us.
So how have you come to a point in your life where you get to see your sin as ugly?
It's hard.
Yeah.
And it's not really somewhere, I don't believe that that's the place that you get to and then you always stay there. I think so often we come back into our twisted perspective. We come back into our sin. We come back into our fog. We come back into our darkness. We don't always see things as clearly as we should see things because we live in this fallen world and our hearts are not pure yet. And so for me, I think it's taken me when I, you know, when I do experience this gift that is repentance, I have to kind of ask God for eyes to see my sin because it's not going to come from me. I'm not going to clear my vision and be able to see how it is.
We're kind of blind to our blindness.
Totally. Right? We are blind to our blindness. And so I would say God is the one who makes repentance available and so resonates it. And he resonates it. Ah. Grammar. He allows us to where am I going?
We're going back to redemption probably.
He allows us to see our sin as ugly and kind of live in that for a little bit and then we run away from it.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, I started to see the ugliness of my sin when I started to ask God to tell me what it was. And I feel like I've been pretty vocal about that the last few years because I find that he usually answers you when you ask that, if you're truly willing and wanting to know what that is. I remember reading this book called Dangerous Prayer. I think it was by Craig Groeschel. And you know, he said, ask that. Ask God to break you. Ask God to show you your sin. And like Psalm 139 comes to my mind. And what it says there in verse 23 is, it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So I think you see here in the psalm that God, truly, you know my heart more than anyone. You know my thoughts more than anyone. Like, I don't want to be in that way. I want to be living in a different way. I want you to lead me in the way of everlasting, not in the way of eternal death because of my sin that I'm not seeing, and I'm continuing to live in that way. So for me, it's just going before God and say, you know, where am I wrong? Where am I wrong? Where should I be making changes in my life? Please show me my sin, because I don't want to be living mm-hmm. in that way.
Yeah.
So I see that he does answer you. And you have to be ready to hear it, and you got to be ready to change, let God transform your heart.
Yeah, I think you have to, you know, come to a place where you realize, you're right, God, I'm broken. You're right, I need you to fix me. You're right, the way that I'm living is not beneficial to me or others around me. And that takes a lot to come to this place of, I would call it humility, to come to this place of, you know, realizing, you know, how ugly you can be and how ugly your heart can be, or your heart is. You have to be broken before God can fix you.
Yeah. So that's great. You have to see your brokenness and say, okay, God, wow, I recognize this. I'm running to you to fix me.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when we don't go into repentance, we just sit and we almost just like sit in that mess. We sit in the mud and we're just like not going anywhere. Like that's just where we're at. And a lot of us don't know that is where we're at times, because like we said before, we're blind to our blindness. So the repentance is, we say, a gift of repentance, because God is saying, I'm offering you an opportunity to get out of that mess. You're giving you an opportunity to have that brokenness fixed if you're willing to admit it. And if you're willing to call upon my name. And so that's, again, where you see this reversal of, when you surrender is when you find freedom. Yeah. And again, in today's society, surrender means chains. You know, like if you think of war, if you think other places, if you think of confessing in the court of law, when you surrender and you say, I'm guilty, usually that means you're going into jail. Usually means you're going into bondage.
Yeah.
But in the kingdom of God, it's the opposite.
Exactly. I wanted to... That's a great segue. Into the verse that has been a really big lesson in my life this year. And it's coming from Matthew 16, verse 26. And it says, what good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? And this verse has definitely spoken to me this year in my life about what it truly means to gain the world and lose your soul. And I think what this is implying to us is that, you know, in the most ironic way, it's not, you know, it's not gaining everything that we want or doing everything that we want and that, you know, God is telling us not to do. It's not doing whatever we want to do and living our lives however we want to live that offers us freedom. The Bible actually tells us that causes us to lose our freedom, exactly what you were talking about. And so I think Jesus is so beautiful and so ironic because he breaks our chains, but also kind of binds us to him at the same time.
Amen. Yeah, I think that's spot on. Is like we're so caught up in right here, right now. I think a lot of us are willing to forfeit our soul, either willingly or maybe a lot of times maybe unwillingly. And so what that gift of repentance does is it's opening our eyes to what we're actually doing.
Yeah.
Like when we recognize that sin, we're like, oh wow, look what I'm doing, look what I'm forfeiting. Look what I can have in Christ. Mm-hmm. And I'm not having that because I'm rejecting, I'm turning away. But what we want to do is repent, which means to turn around, right? It's a 180-degree turn, and I want to see that happen in my life so I can, instead of walking towards death, I'm walking towards life, which is through surrender, which is through confession, which is through humility.
Yeah, we have to trust that the maker of our hearts and the maker of our souls knows what's going to bring us life. I think so often we think we can try to figure out what brings us life and figure out what brings us freedom and figure out what's going to fill us and figure out what's going to make us happy. But we have to, again, come to this spot of humility that says, I'm no longer going to trust myself. I'm no longer going to trust my ideas. I'm going to trust the God who made me and knows me better than myself to tell me where to find freedom and where to find happiness and where to find fulfillment. It's like coming to a place where you realize, you're right, God, I can't figure out how to free myself. So will you free me? And that's repentance, I think.
It's really hard. You know, we live in a time, or I mean, probably at all times, where it's hard to hear like feedback. It's hard to hear criticism. It's hard to hear you're wrong. And I feel like sometimes we don't really want to hear it. And I think it's because let's say you were a terrible listener and you just, you know, never really listen to people. You're kind of standoffish. Let's say you were like that your whole life. A lot of us wouldn't really want to know that, because we would be like, oh man, I've lived this much of my life like that. It's like we'd rather be ignorant to it than hear it. Although the benefit of hearing it is you can actually turn your life around when you hear that and start living in a different way.
Yeah.
So there is that struggle of pride. There's that struggle of, do I really have to admit the last 20 years I've been like this? However, you know. But I think it's beneficial for you forever, for whoever, because then you have that opportunity to say, all right, well, going forward, I'm not going to be like that.
Yeah.
So that's why repentance and this could be maybe challenging at times, but in the end, it's worth it.
Yeah. Repentance is true freedom. And I think it's hard to accept it and want that gift from God. But I think at the end of the day, when people receive, even in this world, feedback about the way that they act or behave, I think it might be painful at the time, but in the end of it, they're grateful. That's in this world. And how much of a greater scale are we so grateful when God tells us when we're not living the right way?
Yeah. Bennett, what do you think? You're over here sitting, waiting to be asked a question. So, Bennett, are we sinful?
Yes.
Yes? How do you know that? What do you think? How do you know you're sinful?
No.
Have you asked a question about sin before?
I don't know if I did or not.
Maybe once. Or, Bennett, right? Remember the other day you talked about our world is perfect? Is everything perfect in this world? No, what is it? We live in a what kind of world?
Broken.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Because mommy told me.
Mommy, shout out. Leading you well. Yeah, so we live in a broken world. And we got to call upon the maker to fix what we messed up.
Yeah.
So as we close, we gotta close out here. We got to have some hope here. We got to add in something that's like, all right, what do we do? What?
This camera is not working.
Okay. Which one?
This one.
Okay. We'll just use this one. Does that sound good?
Yes.
All right. We're almost done. All right. So I'm going to read an incredible verse. I love this verse. It's 1 John 1:9, and it says this, "But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness." So like, that's our hope. That is right there the reason repentance is a gift, because we will be cleansed. We will be forgiven of our sins and our wickedness.
Yeah. And I feel led to pray at the end of this podcast.
Yeah.
For all of our listeners, all of our viewers, and for us as well, that we would see repentance as a gift. I think that's how we should close out.
Well, I think maybe we should pray.
I think so.
Would you like to close this out? We've never had a close out of prayer.
We've never done that before. I think that would be a really cool idea, because the Lord's leading it right now.
I think. And I didn't have to talk again.
Do you want to talk again?
Like, what?
Maybe one more time after we pray, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good, Bennett.
All right, let's pray.
Dear God, I thank you that you have humbled us to realize how dark our hearts are and how fallen we are, and how we're constantly falling away, but you're constantly bringing us back and showing us the truth about who you are and about who we are. And I just ask right now for all of our listeners, all of our viewers, and everybody in this room, I ask that you would cleanse our hearts from our unrighteousness, that you would cause us to see our sin as it is, and like nothing else, but most importantly, that we would look to you and say that you are our hope, and that it doesn't end there. The story doesn't stop there. You're here to cleanse us. You're here to know us. You're here to make yourself known to us. And so I ask that you would cleanse our hearts, and that we would see repentance as a gift and nothing else, and that you would continue to show us how we can live better for you. And I ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, man, great topic. Great closing to season two.
Yes.
All the theology talks.
Oh, yeah.
Had a lot of fun guests, had a lot of fun
topics.
Questions being asked. Dove deep into some big questions when it comes to our faith and Christianity. Yeah. So usually we end the show with some questions, and we're going to have somebody ask us a very fun question. So, Bennett, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Ask me or Felicity a question about anything. Colors, toys, God, sports. Ask us a question.
If it's about sports, ask Johnny.
What do you want to know, Bennett? What do you want to know?
Anything.
I don't know.
Do you have any questions?
No.
What is Felicity's favorite color? Do you know her favorite color?
No.
No? Do you want to ask her that?
What's your favorite color?
It's green, actually. Now you know.
And what's yours?
Orange.
You changed to orange? I thought you were green. When did we change to orange?
Green too.
Green is awesome. Isn't green so cool? It's like the color of growth and new things and summer.
That's very deep. New things, growth.
New things.
Revival.
Yeah. Revive my soul, Lord.
The grass.
Yes.
Bennett, you want to ask me a question?
A four.
All right, ask me your question, and then we'll be done.
Well, I'm asking Felicity something.
Oh, you want to ask her another one? All right, ask her one more. About anything. Anything about...
Yes. Did you know Mommy's favorite color is green, too?
Really?
Yep.
Well,
good question.
It's a I did not know that. It's a really good color. That's why green is the best color.
Judah likes green too.
Judah likes green too. It's the best color.
It's a good color.
I would argue.
Primary. No, is it a primary color?
I don't know.
It's not.
I don't know.
I think it's red, blue, and yellow. Sorry.
Well,
any questions about God or Jesus?
I did talk about that I want to be like Jesus, but we can't.
It's hard to be, right? Yeah, it's hard to be like be like Jesus, and I think that's what repentance was all about, full circle.
Yeah,
is recognizing totally. We can't be perfect, recognizing we are fallen, and we are not able to do that here on this side due to our flesh and due to our sin, but we are... When we repent and we confess, we go to the Lord, we start that process of sanctification, which we can really talk about, but being made into the image of Christ day by day.
Yeah.
As we put to death
and it's hard.
Our sin.
It's hard, but just like Bennett was talking about, it's not easy. But good thing God gives us the gift of repentance.
Yes. Good question.
Great question.
One more?
Yeah.
All right, what?
I have two more Transformers, so I have three.
So what's your question?
I like playing with them.
That's cool.
You do like playing with them. Do you have a question?
That was my question.
Is your question, can I get another Transformer?
No.
Okay. All right, well, Thank you, Bennett, for
thank you, Bennett.
Running the show. Woo!
Good job, Bennett.
All right, well, season two is a wrap.
Coming to a close.
Thank you for embarking on this journey of season two.
Yes.
Looking forward to season three.
Oh, yeah. Coming up.
And where God leads us with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, this was another episode of the Fresh Wave Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back soon.
Yes.
For season three. We can't wait.
No.
Be ready.
Yeah.
I'm almost ready. We'll be there.
We're getting prepped.
Yes.
But it's going to be fire. It's going to be awesome. The Lord's going to speak. So continue to stay tuned.
All right. We'll see y'all soon.